Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Drone Zone Radio. It is Saturday, August 29th, 2015, and we are coming to you live from New York City. I am your host, Zara Green. My co-host is Alfred Edmond Jr. I won't delay. I'll go ahead and bring him in so that we can really get started on this must-listen-to show. Come on in, Alfred.
Happy Self-Love Saturday, everybody. If you're new to the Grown Zone, welcome, welcome, welcome. We know we're getting a lot of new people who are coming to us via Periscope. Thanks for those of you who were on Periscope with us about a half hour ago.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to spend a lot of time. Oh, I do want to thank a bunch of new people who have let us know either via email or social media or even face-to-face interactions that you just bought our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, and it's working, it's helping you. So pass the word on, spread the word. We're glad that it's helping you. Thank you for being vocal about that.
Yeah.
Those of you who haven't gotten the book yet and you want to know more, go to lovinginthegrownzone.com. And that's it, because this show is important. I want to really get past the housekeeping and get on with today's show topic.
Yeah, this is good stuff, y'all. If you know anybody who is in need of this, and I think we all do, then get them on the show. We are, as many of you know, we are not about just entertaining you. We're also not just about informing you, although there are different mediums where we want to make sure you get the information and we're not really able to train you. But if you're informed, then at least you're able to recognize where you are, okay, and that there is more to it. So that's what we're here to do in this medium. It is to expand your thinking. So on this show, baby, if you don't mind, I just want to, no housekeeping, I just want to dive in.
Okay. I already said I'm done with housekeeping.
Okay. You've done everything right, so why aren't you winning? That's the question. So in this edition of Grown Zone Radio, we are posing this question. You've got the right education, knowledge, skills, and credentials, so why aren't you winning? You've got the right degrees from the right schools. You've got a great resume and glowing LinkedIn profile. You're in the right networks with impressive groups of influential friends and colleagues and role models and mentors. You have the right look and wardrobe, a tight body, and talk the right talk. You've read all the right books and attended the right webinars, seminars, online trainings, and conferences. You've even found the right church and prayed the right prayers. So why is your success and happiness always just outside of reach and constantly undermined and threatened? And why are your romantic relationships either dissatisfying or non-existent? The question is simple. You've been sabotaged. Or the answer is simple. You've been sabotaged. So today on Grown Zone Radio, we'll explain how, by whom, and what you need to do about it. So get your pens and paper ready. And more than that, put your learning cap on. Okay? Because that's where we're going. Come on, babe.
So let me start at the top, and I've been sharing this over the last couple of weeks, particularly since a speech I just did at the National Urban League Small Business Matters Conference that kind of summarizes, and I'm going to do it very quickly here, my own journey professionally and business-wise and how I came to this Grown Zone mission of more self-love, better decisions, and healthy relationships. And it's this realization. Education, knowledge, skills, and experience are only one side of what it takes to be successful financially, as a business owner, professionally, as an executive. That's only one side of it, but it's the side that we all focus on. Business publications focus on that. Business television, business media, speakers, they talk about you need more training, you need more development, you need more conferences, you need to understand how to put together a business plan, you need to know how to manage your career, you need to know how to market yourself and brand yourself. And all of that is true.
Yes.
But none of that is enough. And what I've come to realize, both from observation of entrepreneurs and executives over the years, both successful and not so successful, as well as my own personal experiences, is that if you don't address these other three areas of your life, your beliefs, your emotions, and your relationships, you will either never achieve the success you expect to achieve in business, in career, and finances, or whatever you've achieved will be constantly at risk, in danger of being destroyed and collapsing, and is on thin ice and ready to. And so I've spent the first 30 years of my professional and business life focused on that first part of the equation, financial literacy, business education, professional development, and corporate success. But the next 30 years and the focus of the Grown Zone focuses on that other side of the equation, that if you don't deal with your beliefs, your emotions, and your relationships, everything you're trying to accomplish as an entrepreneur, as an executive, or with your finances is going to be sabotaged. And Zara just sent a – and you need to get on our mailing list, by the way, because Zara does these daily
– not daily –
I'm sorry.
When I'm inspired.
I do not
send out daily emails.
Yeah.
I send out emails as I'm inspired to do them.
If you're on our mailing list, you'll get some major, powerful inspiration from Zara every day. And she did one yesterday on the saboteurs that we're going to be talking about on this show today, because that's what's happening. You are being sabotaged. If you're doing everything right, if you're dotting your I's and you're crossing your T's and you got the right look and you got the right feel and you listen to the right speakers and you read the right books, and then you're still not getting there.
Well, it's because, and Alfred just laid a beautiful foundation. It's that we are, and you really need to see yourself as this. We are fertile ground all the time.
Yes.
We're fertile ground. And the analogies of seeds being planted from every medium of learning always talks about how you need to understand the process of how things grow. And so there were these seeds planted in each and every one of us from the time we got here. And whatever that is, then the seed was planted. The seeds were not planted by you. That's the first thing you need to understand. So in order to really be able to judge your beliefs and whether or not they are serving you or sabotaging you.
Because they can only do those two things.
That's it. That's your belief system can either serve or sabotage. Now, let me go back to the education part. Because many of you are doing so well professionally or whatever, in whatever skills you decide you want to learn, because they're planting seeds. And it's usually seeds that weren't there before. So they're seeds that are building upon each other through information and constantly being watered. So that's why you find success in those areas. But most people do not continue on a personal growth path and continue learning how life works, how you work, what it means to be in relationship. See, we focus so much on the relationships but not on relating. And you can't be proficient in relationships unless you are proficient in what it means to relate. And if you are relating, then that means you have become a master of who you are and master of what relating means. And if you've not done that, then don't be surprised when your relationships continue to fail because you've not given the same attention to the personal growth sides as you have your professional life. And you've been bamboozled to believe that because you're successful on one end, then that's transferable onto another. It is not. It is unequal. It will never, ever match. They are two entirely different skill sets.
And this is why you can see someone who, let's just say an example, and we're not gender biased in the Grown Zone, but the woman with two master's degrees who still makes the same kind of mistakes that she would have made that a teenage mother with a high school degree would make in relationships.
She's making
the same choices, choosing the same people for the same reasons, because getting a master's degree doesn't change your basic belief system.
Absolutely. So you've got to be in that space that you not only know that they are different, but you've done your job in sorting what your belief system is, what your different beliefs are around different things. Because it is as important, y'all, to unlearn things as it is to learn things. But you can't unlearn if you are not even aware that your belief systems and these seeds that were planted that are now, and I like to use the analogy because I'm from New Orleans and we've got 1,000-year-old oak trees, that your belief system has roots that have grown and been sturdy and been nurtured, and that thing just became part of your subconscious and as natural as your breathing for you to respond to things as they come in, and you don't even recognize that that is what is driving your life.
But here's the good news: with help, now it's often hard to do it on your own, but you can challenge those beliefs. Even the mightiest oak tree can be uprooted.
Mm-hmm.
But it's your job to determine which of your beliefs are healthy, which are unhealthy, and to have the courage to challenge those unhealthy ones no matter who planted them. And often they're planted by people you may feel obligated to, or your parents, your pastor, your friends that you grew up with, the community you came from. You have to determine where those beliefs came from, accept that they weren't planted by you, and to uproot them. And the second thing you got to recognize if you're going to be successful is what you know will always lose against what you believe.
Say that again, baby.
What you know versus what you believe, beliefs always win. Again, that's why you can have all the education in the world. But if you have certain beliefs about money, if you have certain beliefs about business, if you have certain beliefs about love, your beliefs will always win. You can have a PhD in 5 subjects. You can have all kinds of training and seminars and you heard motivational speakers and bishops and people who are pouring into you, yet you keep making the same decisions over and over again because what you know can't beat what you believe.
Well, and even for those who are living in the big houses, driving the big cars, and doing well financially, we know so many people who are living in these mansions who are absolutely miserable. They're living in these mansions, and even if they've got somebody in there with them, then their belief system is why they chose who they chose or why they've given into the things that they've given into. And so you're still chasing happiness because your belief system hasn't evolved to match your financial gain.
Somebody listening to this show knows exactly what Zara's talking about. Professional success, business success, financial success, impressing everybody in your community, in your family, in your church, but life is a mess. Professional success, life is a mess. You're doing everything right, but you're not winning.
Whew, I needed to take a deep breath on that because, I'm just going through the Rolodex of people that we encounter and we encounter all the time. And it's why we moved into this particular space because we know what those seeds are and how damaging they are to your life. So when you have the courage to face those saboteurs, those saboteurs within, because people are good at pointing the fingers outward, at all the things outside of them that are the reasons for why things in their personal lives are not good, or they're not happy, or their relationships are not good. And we're telling you that love and money mix well when you're as skillful with both. But you've got to get skillful. So those unhealthy emotions.
Yes.
We've got the unhealthy beliefs. The unhealthy emotions are actually what your beliefs drive your emotions. So to know what those seeds were that were planted, to know who it was that planted those seeds, and to even embrace that as much as your loved ones, your mama and your daddy and all of those who have poured into you, as much as they love you, even their seeds have harmed you. Now, they didn't plan on harming you, but they have put limitations around your potential. They've built, as I call these fences of limitations around your potential because of their fears. Their fears are what are now driving you, and you are not even recognizing it.
So they planted seeds in your life from the very beginning. You mean since you were, you know, 2, 3, 1. And maybe at the time they planted them, they were healthy for you. Again, not every belief or emotion that's unhealthy for you today was healthy for you when it was planted. But as an adult, now it's your job to prune, to weed, to uproot that which isn't serving you, and to plant new things that are serving you. And that's why Zara always says it's as important to unlearn something as it is to learn something. And in this case, you have to have enough self-knowledge to recognize that if your emotions are unhealthy, they are rooted in an unhealthy belief. So you think of the belief as the seed, your emotion is what grows from that seed.
Yes. And your emotion, I ask this question, would you let a five-year-old drive? Would you let a five-year-old get in the car and just, you know, give them the keys and let them just roll? Well, here's what's happening with a lot of you. Whatever you believed at five, whatever seeds might have been planted or whatever emotional traumas or whatever happened in your past life that you have not healed from, which is why we're repeating, learn, heal, grow, repeat. You've not healed from those things, then it is the emotions of that five-year-old that's driving your life right now. Or it is the emotions of that 16-year-old experience with the first love that's driving your emotions.
Or the 12-year-old experience with the absent father. Or sometimes it's a positive experience. Some of y'all are still living your high school glory days, and totally unhappy and dissatisfied with your current life because in your mind life ended during your high school glory days or your best years in college.
You're still trying to go back. Yeah.
So this goes back into why to be grown is to really understand your emotions and the roots of those emotions. To be grown is to be expert in control of, and responsible for your own thoughts and behaviors.
Thoughts, emotions, and behaviors.
Yes.
Being expert in and control of, that means understanding your temperament in and out. That's my specialty. Understanding your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors in and out, knowing the roots of them, knowing why you respond certain ways, understanding, knowing how bad things you can be, whether that's how far of a depression you can go in or how much rage is possible for you, and then creating the safeguards for yourself not to ever go there. That is personal responsibility. And a lot of times, I believe that when people have psychological diagnoses and disorders later in life, it's because they did not have the personal growth evolutions happening along with life. I hope you heard that. Okay, we got to go to music break, baby. I want you to set it up.
Okay, so when you think you're doing everything right, when you went to the right school and you took the right courses and you got the right degrees and you got the right job experiences and you're doing everything right and everything still is going wrong, most of us want to blame bad luck.
If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have none at all, is what many of you declare. Stop that.
So this song is inspired by that thought, what we think is happening when everything we're doing everything right, but nothing's going right.
We'll be right back. It's Harold and Help Me Baby.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes featuring Teddy P, Teddy Bear, Teddy Pendergrass.
We went way back. Carlise Burke is going to love this. We'll be back, y'all.
Your luck is produced by what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
Your beliefs are the seeds. Your emotions are the plants that grow from those seeds. Sometimes they grow into big old oak trees, just like Zara said. And your relationships, which we're about to hit on next, are the fruit. Unhealthy
good,
seeds.
Good, bad, or ugly.
Unhealthy cannot produce healthy. So if your seeds are unhealthy, or those beliefs that you've accepted and you have failed to uproot, or you've accepted other people have planted in you, and the reason why you don't want to uproot them is not because you believe, you value belief, but you value the person who planted the belief, which
you
is a big mistake.
You got
just
got
because
sword.
You uprooted the belief, just because you uprooted something your mama taught you doesn't mean you don't love your mama.
Come on,
but
baby.
If what you're doing doesn't serve, that belief doesn't serve you, you have to uproot it.
Your
so,
mama might not be happy, but it's your life.
She may not be happy, and she may never understand, but it's your responsibility as a grown person, not merely an adult person, to recognize the unhealthy seeds that were planted, what unhealthy that has grown from that seed, and the unhealthy fruit, which manifests itself in the relationships and the choices you make in relationships, business relationships, financial relationships, career relationships, and certainly personal and romantic relationships.
Come on, baby. That was fantastic. Did y'all hear that analogy? Did you hear that? Your beliefs are the seed. Your emotions are the tree. And your relationships bear the fruit of whatever the seed is. So every seed is bearing fruit. Do you understand?
Every seed is
bearing fruit. Every seed is bearing fruit. You are the source. You are the fertile ground. So you are responsible for the seeds that are planted there. Somebody else may have planted them, but it's up to you to sort back through, understanding you from a temperamental perspective, understanding all of the environmental influences around you, and which is my specialty. That's what I do. I help you do that. When you understand all those things, then you can start to focus on the good of you, all of those beautiful, beneficial gifts that are you, all of your brilliance. Then you can put all that energy into all of those good things and understanding all of the seeds. And you don't have to spend as much room, as much effort now as trying to uproot them. Just focus on what it is that you want now, so that you're not operating by default by the defaulted seeds, by those saboteurs. Now, saboteurs are no longer driving because you've identified them. But until you identify who those saboteurs, then they have the right to drive. Because they've been planted in your computer, and you just respond. You just operate by default.
Let me pick up on that analogy, because a lot of us actually know who our saboteurs are. We take great pride, one, because we have somebody we can blame, number one. That's one reason we like it. We have somebody convenient around to blame.
Well, and that's
so
why it's important.
We know who our saboteurs are, and if I carry forth that plant analogy, it's like you see the weeds in the garden. And you know they're there, but you don't uproot them. And what happens when weeds are left in the garden? They choke off whatever is healthy that's in the garden.
Yes.
The weeds choke off, suck away nutrients, suck away energy, suck away resources away from what's healthy in your life. So, again, when your businesses don't seem to bear fruit, when your relationships, the good ones, seem to go bad, when your money never seems right, when you can't seem to be happy in your career or in your profession, no matter what you do, that's because you know the saboteurs are there, but you're not uprooting them. Either you need help to uproot them, which is probably very likely.
That's the case.
Have to understand that you can't allow weeds to grow in your garden. The fact that you know the weeds are there aren't enough. And I'll be transparent about it. There were weeds that I lived with in my life for 20 years and was wondering why it was messing up my relationships. Because it's not enough to know that the weeds are there. It's your job to uproot them.
Yes. So we know the weeds are there. We know that the saboteurs are there. We know that unhealthy beliefs are planted. We know that emotions are certainly there. And anytime you're feeling uneasy or uncomfortable or, you know, you know those unhealthy emotions. And anytime you're able to see that those relationships are not working, then unhealthy beliefs and unhealthy emotions attract unhealthy relationships. We know that, right? Unhealthy relationships sabotage your business, financial, and career decisions. So while you're working really hard on the professional life, if you're not working on the personal development, that is really what everything else stands on. So do not neglect personal growth.
You have to uproot your unhealthy beliefs. You have to be in control of your emotions and to change those unhealthy emotions. And then you have to make the decisions to end unhealthy relationships to make room for the healthy ones.
That's good. That's good. And the again, focus on when you understand all of this, you won't have to focus so much on the saboteurs. And the saboteurs are never people; It's about the seeds that are planted in you. It's never
yes.
the people who planted them, okay? And many people will point at the people who planted the seeds when they recognize, and that's where most people get stuck, is that they're pointing at mama, daddy, the rapist, boom, you know, all of those bad or horrible things that you can reflect over your life when it's about uprooting your beliefs about those
it's
things.
It's internally driven,
okay?
Not externally driven.
So uprooting happens when you focus on the personal growth, and you'll be able to focus on your brilliance, and that your focusing on your brilliance becomes the kryptonite for those bad seeds, okay, for those saboteurs. That's it. You done?
I'm with you, baby.
All right. Well, y'all know how we do. We come dump and roll. So until next time,
live and love in the
wrong
zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide. That I can be,
I choose
to be authentic in everything
I do.
My past don't dictate who I am.
I choose,
yeah. I'd have been through some painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to make